is the news at 6 p.m. I am Daniel Kibet. We start with an update on the Ebola situation. The Ministry of Health has urged school administrators across Uganda to remain highly vigilant amid the Ebola threat from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Speaking at a press conference this evening at the Uganda Media Center in the capital, Kampala, the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Diana Twine, Uganda has not registered any Ebola case so far. The risk remains high.
Are followed to the dot because we know schools are crowded and they bring together many people across the country. But we are calling upon the school administration to be more vigilant to ensure that all our children who develop symptoms are linked to our medical teams within the area to ensure that we do the test and isolate. But our emphasis is at the border districts, because we know, we have been informed that in the border districts many children come across, they cross to Uganda and study in our schools.
The call comes as Ebola continues to spread in parts of the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo.
So the Ministry of Health emphasizes that ultimate control of the outbreak depends on interruption of transmission in DRC. However much we are effective in the country, as is now, actually even the one who had Ebola tested negative. As I talk now, we don't have Ebola in the country. The one who has been taking care is improving and has tested negative. And soon, once she gains strength, we will be able to discharge her. So as I talk right now, we don't have Ebola. However much we have the effective measures in the country, provided our porous borders continue allowing high level movement of people and controlled movement, then we put our population in the country at risk.
Dr. Diana Atwine there, who has been speaking moments ago.